This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 25th. God's word to you today is the 10, and this is part 1. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 8 verse 10, and it says, "But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." God gave Moses 2 stone tablets upon which he had written the 10 commandments. But in anger, Moses smashes both, right? So God told Moses to carve 2 new tablets and bring them up the mountain. Guess what? Moses got onto the mountaintop, and God did not tell him to write. God still wrote it again with his hands. That is so big, because you know when we come to God and you embrace Christ, what happens to you is God writes his laws in your heart with his hands. So following Jesus becomes easy. God is not writing the law on tablets of stone anymore. He is writing it on tablets of flesh. Nobody needs to tell you because the law is written in your heart. When we examine the Ten Commandments closely, the summary is to love God and love people. Did the Bible specify the percentage of love for God and the percentage for people? Perhaps the percentage ratio is to be 60-40, God on one side and people on the other side. Who do you think would have 60% and who would have 40? 4 commandments out of 10 had to do with God, and the remaining 6 had to do with people. More commandments had to do with people than to do with God. The significance of that is clearly stated in Scripture. 1 John 4 verse 20 says, "If someone says, 'I love God,' but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see?" If you cannot love the people you can see, the people around you, the people you do life with, how can you love the God you cannot see? If you cannot love the person you are living with, you are sleeping on the same bed with, how can you love God you cannot see? If you cannot love the people you stay in the same house with, how can you say you love the God that you cannot see? That is the challenge before us. Love is an action word. Love means different things to different people. Loving other people means finding out what love means to them and doing it as long as it aligns with God's heart. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me truly love God and truly love people. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.